Next, we'll report on the effort to inoculate the nation against voting problems. After the nightmares of the 2000 election, many states went to electronic voting machines. Now, after some failures, they're shifting back to paper ballots. NPR's Pam Fessler explains why this makes some people just as uncomfortable as they were before.
It's usually not a good thing when a presentation to promote new voting technology begins like this.
We're going to get started in just a couple of minutes. I apologize for the delay, but we've had technical difficulties.
But audiovisual problems aside, participants in this Capitol Hill forum yesterday think technology is the answer to the nation's voting concerns. Daniel Castro is a senior analyst with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation, a nonprofit group affiliated with the high-tech industry. Castro notes that many people don't trust electronic voting and worry about fraud.
And so their solution is to go back to paper ballots or paper audit trails. And the reality is that historically, elections have been conducted on paper, and throughout the same history, we've had election fraud.
He says the real issue is finding a better way for voters to verify that their votes have been counted correctly. So ITIF pulled together researchers with some creative proposals, including plans to secure votes cast by Americans abroad and to use video equipment to monitor what goes on inside a polling booth. Stefan Popovanuk is a doctoral student at George Washington University. He's helped develop a new vote tracking system called Scantegrity 2.
And actually, too, it's spelled with Roman letters, II. It stands for Invisible Ink.
That's right, Invisible Ink. Popovanuk says the system can be used with a paper ballot, which looks much like one a voter might see today. But on his, he can use a special yellow marker to make his choices.
When I put this pen over this oval and I make a line, the invisible ink that's printed on the paper reacts with the chemicals in this pen, so the letters appear.
What do you see here?
Right now I see HD.
Right in the middle of the oval he marked. The idea is that voters can use the letters, randomly assigned to each ballot, to check on a website later on to make sure their votes are accurately recorded. How it works is too complicated to get into here, but the developers say it gives anyone who wants to a secure way to verify the vote. Nearby, researchers from Auburn University display a system called Prime 3, which has features to help the blind and disabled. But graduate student Jerome McClendon shows me an intriguing experimental version for other voters. He hands me a pair of virtual reality glasses.
I guess it's something you would see like in Terminator or Back to the Future. They're a pair of shades with like a long black lens going across them.
I put the glasses on and can see a computer screen similar to a touchscreen voting machine. I use a mouse to manipulate an arrow on the screen.
All right, so I press
start. Right.
Did I press start?
Yeah, see.
Oh, there we go, okay.
McClendon guides me through the system as I cast my sample vote. He says the results would be securely stored on a CD. David Dill, a computer scientist at Stanford University, is skeptical. He thinks research into new voting technologies is fine, but worries it might be used to stop the return to paper-based voting, which he supports.
What they're saying is there's something better just over the horizon, and so we should not fix our current bad voting systems because maybe something better will come along someday.
He thinks there are still way too many questions about how these new systems would work. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.